On the 18th of October 2015, Pope Francis canonized four new saints, including two married Roman Catholic French lay people. Louis and Sally Martins, the parents of five Roman Catholic nuns, including Saint Therese of Lisieux, the Little Flower. They are the only spouses in history to be canonized in the same ceremony, and their feast day will be the 13th of July, the day of their wedding anniversary. We know of Saint Therese of Lisieux's great love for Jesus, her desire to do all the little things we do every day intentionally out of love for God. Her parents, Zelie and Louis, did everything motivated by Christ's love and kept Christ as the center of their family life as they experienced many challenges, struggles, and failures. And this is what makes them so great. Louis and Zelie show their greatness in loving each other, and in loving their children. The first gift they give to their children was their love for each other. Therese and her sisters experienced that love every day. They felt their parents' union in faith and in prayer, and their longing for to be with each other. One day, on a business trip, Louis expressed longing in a letter to Sally. He said, "My dear friend, I won't be able to arrive in Alencon until Monday. It seems like a long time to me, and I'm longing to be with you. I kiss you with all my heart while waiting for the happiness of being with you again. Your husband and true friend who loves you for life." Then when Sally took the little girls to Lisieux to see their relatives, she wrote to Louis, "I'm with you in the spirit all day, and I say to myself, now he must be doing such and such a thing. I'm longing to be near you, my dear Louis. I love you with all my heart, and I feel my affection so much more when you're not here with me. It would be impossible for me to live apart from you." That love makes them great. Today we are welcoming the children and the parents who will undergo preparation for the first Eucharist. Let us pray for them, that our parents and the community of St. Peter may be a good example to these children, so that as they receive Christ, they see in us the Christ. My brothers and sisters, we are gathered here at this Eucharistic celebration because you heard and answered the call and invitation of Jesus Christ to become his people, his body, and his presence in the world. In most of the teaching of Jesus, he used ordinary images to convey extraordinary truth for us to think, transform, and change our way of life. And in our gospel for today, we are called to be the salt of the earth through giving flavor by our presence, and light of the world through helping and guiding those people around us. Salt was prized goods in the ancient world. They traded with it, and before the invention of electricity and refrigeration, it preserved food from going bad and being spoiled. It also gave flavor to food. So Jesus used the image of salt to describe the transforming effect of God's work in our lives and how the Holy Spirit wants to work through us to bring the power and blessing of God's kingdom to others. As salt purifies, preserves, and produces rich flavor for our daily food, we too, as disciples of Jesus, are salt for the world of human society. The Lord wants to work in and through us to purify, preserve, and spread the rich flavor of God's kingdom everywhere. His kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. He warns us also not to lose our saltiness by not allowing the worldly things, sins, and the evil one to destroy, ruin, and corrupt us. He wants us to maintain, safeguard, and preserve our saltiness through our good works, living virtuously, and always reject sin and evil, not only for our own selves, but for others. Also, Jesus used the image of light and lamp, which in the ancient world serve an essential function like they do today. People able to see and work in the dark and to avoid stumbling. Jewish people, even during the time of Jesus, understood light as a manifestation, symbol, and expression of the innermost magnificence, beauty, integrity, truth, and goodness of God. In Psalm 36, verse 9, it says, "In His light we see light." And in Psalm 119, verse 105, "His word is a lamp that guides our steps." So the grace of God does not only illumine the darkness, but also fills us with spiritual light, happiness, joy, and serenity. By this, Jesus is using the image of a lamp for us to live in the light of His truth and love. Just as natural light illumines the darkness and enables us to see visually, so the light of Christ shines in the hearts of believers and enables us to see the heavenly reality of God's kingdom. Our mission is to be light bearers of Jesus Christ so that others may see the truth of the gospel and be freed from the blindness of sin and deception. So my sisters and brothers, like Louis and Zelly Martin, let us be the salt and the light of the word by living the word of God every day. Let us do simple things in an extraordinary way, that is, with love, compassion, and humility. Make us shine to the world by our good works. And as parents, let us teach our children through good example. As a parish community, let us support the parents and these children who will receive the first Eucharist by praying for them. So let us be salt and light of the world. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus, you guide me by the light of your saving love. May my heart and mind be filled with your light and truth, so that I may be free from the blindness of sin and deception, and to your ways clearly and understand your will for my life. May I radiate your light and truth to others in word and deed. Amen.